now before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour had come, that he would depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. And during supper, the devil, having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, to betray him. Jesus, knowing that the Father had handed all things over to him, and that he had come forth from God and was going back to God, got up from supper and laid his outer garments aside, and he took a towel and tied it around himself.
For this reason that he said, not all of you are clean.
Speaking about all of you, I know the ones who have chosen. But this is happening so that the scripture may be fulfilled.
Testified and said, truly, truly, I say to you that one of you will betray me. The disciples began looking at one another at a loss to know of which one he was speaking. Lying back on Jesus' chest was one of his disciples, whom Jesus loved. So Simon Peter nodded to this disciple and said to him, tell us who it is of whom he is speaking. He then simply leaned back on Jesus' chest and said to him, Lord, who is it? Jesus then answered, that man is the one for whom I shall dip the piece of bread and give it to him. So when he had dipped the piece of bread, he took and gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. After this, Satan then entered him. Therefore Jesus said to him, what you are doing, do it quickly. Now none of those reclining at the table knew for what purpose he had said this to him, for some were assuming, since Judas kept the money box, that Jesus was saying to him, buy the things we need for the feast, or else that he was to give something to the poor. So after receiving the piece of bread,
therefore, when he left, Jesus said, now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself. And we'll glorify him immediately. Little children, I am still with you. A little longer, you will look for me. And just as I said to the Jews, now you cannot come. Ooh, oh, ooh.
am giving you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, where are you going? And Jesus answered, down your life.